You have to be smart in situational football, that's for sure. And we're going to try to work as many of those situations before we get to the situation that actually comes up in a game. I mean, you got to work on that stuff right now. His attitude's been great. He's been great from the start. We talked early on, and his attitude's been great. So, we'll see. Again, it's only 3 or 4 days of camp, and got a lot of work to do, but really like where his mental point's at for sure. Yeah, we like a lot of things that he can do with speed, but, we'll just have to wait and see how that works out, too. There's substitutions that you have to deal with and all those type of things, so we'll see how that goes. Really what you have to do with the kicking game, in my opinion, is try to find drills that fit, but you can't run them 150 yards all day long. So you try to cut the area down and come up with drills that really fit fundamentally what we'll do, on game day. That's really what you're trying to do. And in the last few years, I've studied a lot of college drill work and technique work that they do, because they've been dealing with the no pads thing and those type of things. So it's been helpful, and hopefully it's going to pay off for us fundamentally. Well, this is a little different for me, because there's not a lot of newcomers right now. I mean, when you look at the core of guys that have been here, it's pretty substantial. And then, with the young guys that are here, I think there's going to be a lot of guys that push them, and there might be some changes, but we got a great group, and they work their tails off. I mean, there's competition throughout your football team. There really is. But he's that guy's a piece of work, by the way. But he's done a great job, and we're glad to see him healthy. That's the biggest key right now. He's doing a great job, and he's got a lot of knowledge throughout the kicking game. Not just his job, but everybody's. He does a good job.